Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about AI and food. Well, let's go. Yeah, AI is fun. You can make all kinds of crazy stuff. You can make AI models of this, that, and the other. And you know what else is also crazy? It's the food. Yes, our food is being fake, made out of plastic and all kinds of shit. Ain't that funny? And then they start putting antibiotics and chemicals in our food, and they mutate it. Just watch this little AI rendition about eggies and yum yum. Yeah, it's making me hungry. Enjoy. Yes, that's AI rendition of disgustingness. Oh yes, everybody's fucking with our food, just how they're fucking with our minds, our bodies, and everything. But that's okay, right? This is true, right? There's this person that lives in Ukraine. That's real, right? Oh man, nothing is real. But fuck it, what do I know, right? I'm an idiot. Yeah, this is supposed to be a real woman, but what do you want this? Do you want this? Yes. They're trying to feed you all this fake shit, and what can you do, right?
You all fucking me. Say that shit. You fucking the shit out of me. You fucking the shit out of me.
Yes, everybody likes to fuck you in the ass. People think that you're stupid, that you're gonna fall for their bullshit. Like this guy, he's showing you how to do word magic. Look what the cocksucker says.
Anytime you put a modifier in front of a term that is inherently good, you turn it into a perversion of itself. Judeo-Christian religion.
Remember, fellas, don't accept imitations. Tell them to fuck off. So goodbye, friends. Don't let them get you. Bye-bye.
What role in the Middle East again does Israel play in this?
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy, a war that will be so terrible, where nuclear weapons will be used, so that the American citizens and the other people in the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. And what is the answer to that? They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity in a one world government.
Right.